title.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
They are freaking cowards, so says New York Congressman Jamal Bowman, Democrat, about anybody who believes in the Second Amendment, a constitutional right to own guns. You're a coward. This is March 30, 2023. Bowman was reacting to, of course, the tragedy that involved three students and three adults killed in that Nashville Christian school. At one time, Congressman Bowman had been a middle school teacher. Maybe he was imagining he could have been killed or one of his students if someone came in with a gun. He brings that up when Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, Republican, comes by and tries to talk with him.
More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're carrying the water for the gun lobby. Look at the data. More guns lead to more death. States that have open carry laws have more death. States that have open carry laws have more death. Have you ever worked in a school?
That has nothing to do with it. You don't have to work at a school to care about children and those killed in that shooting. And Congressman Bowman is incorrect about his facts of kids being killed by gun violence, as theologian Jim Wallace, who appeared on the Joy Reid program.
Here's a moral fact. The leading cause of death now for our children and teenagers are guns.
Yeah.
Leading cause. Now, here's a moral conclusion from that moral fact. We're not protecting our children.
That's right.
If it were websites or poison food or some website, we would take care of it.
Yeah.
But a Republican says, there's nothing we can do. This is needed for our freedom. So what he's saying there is, we will sacrifice our children for the sake of what he calls freedom.
There are two main issues with what he just said. First of all, you want to speak about the fact, the real numbers? CDC reports a major cause of child deaths is car accidents. And drug overdoses are climbing because the drugs coming across our southern border. Where's your concern about those kids? Thank you, President Biden. Before today's program is over, you're going to hear Jim Wallace, a theologian, claim again that gun owners are now worshiping guns as a god, and they're willing to sacrifice children just for the Second Amendment. I know of no one that has such a thought, and it doesn't exist except in his mind, but you're going to hear from him later. Already, state-controlled media is not only harping on more gun control laws, but claiming that Christians are frightening transgenders. Joy Reid.
There is still a lot that we don't know about Monday's horrific and deadly mass shooting at a Nashville Christian school. But after police said the suspect was transgender, one thing is clear. Tennessee's already under siege transgender community is terrified. One advocate told NBC News, "We are already fearing for our lives. Now it's even worse." The right-wing moral panic over transgender people living their lives or seeking medical care or simply existing obviously predates the Nashville massacre. But some on the right are linking the tragedy to their raging nationwide crusade against transgender people in ways that are just dangerous and, frankly, evil.
Evil. Evil? Yes, if you walk into a school with a gun intending to kill children, that's evil. It makes no difference if you're transgender, if you're straight, whatever your color is, your religion is, if you're going in to kill kids like that, that's evil. And there are calls now that shootings in schools and shooting teachers and kids should be a capital crime. I fully agree. Now, this particular shooter wanted to die anyway. Had already sent out a text to a friend earlier saying, I'm going to die today. You're going to hear about it later on the news. So they wanted suicide by cop. You didn't have to go kill children to have that happen. And 9 days before the Nashville shooting, 9 days before the shooting, a video game was posted available online if you're looking for it. It features a transgender hero who shoots down trans critics, Christians, in one case a priest. The creator said there was already excitement in the trans community about this game before the Nashville shooting. In fact, saying this is clearly going to be good for them. It got released earlier this year and then made online apparently in the last few days. It all has to do with escaping a gender fascist concentration camp. This shooter lived in the home with her parents. She was a female biologically. They did not want her dressing as a male and posing as a male, so she had to change clothes after she left home. But she was living in the home. They didn't want her to have guns, told her to get rid of them. She simply put them under the bed. They didn't check. That's a mistake I'm sure they're going to have a hard time living with. But they were not fascist and controlling her, or she probably would have left. They were providing a roof over her head, giving her meals, and probably praying for her. And yet he decides to go out and go to a school, a Christian school, and I would agree with Senator Josh Hawley, that is a hate crime, and when asked today about it, President Biden laughs his way through and said, well, no, I don't think it. I don't really know. And they said, well, Josh Hawley says it is. Well, then I probably think it's not. What a warped sense of humor that man has. And again, I thank you because we're so concerned about our kids that you're letting more drugs come across the border. We have a lot to cover in today's report. And before we're done, you're going to hear more from that theologian about worshiping a new God. And also former Missouri Attorney General, now Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt, testifying. Lock and load, ready, on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. You want a beautiful lawn, but if you live by my motto, I don't do projects. So call the experts, Allen Outdoor Solutions, lawn maintenance, landscaping, lighting, irrigation. Recent storms might have created some drainage issues. That's not good for your home. Get immediate help or a quote. Call my friend, Steve Allen, 314-647-4800, 647-4800, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. AllenOutdoorSolutions.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The First Amendment is the beating heart of our Constitution. The First Amendment is integral to maintaining our Republican form of government and the belief that we are a country of free people, not oppressive government. The Biden administration has led the largest speech censorship operation in recent American history. Since taking office, President Biden and his team have labored to suppress viewpoints with which they disagree. And in doing so, they have infringed upon the individual freedoms of millions of Americans. And no matter what your political affiliation is, government censorship should concern everyone.
That is former Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, newly elected U.S. Senator from Missouri, testifying before the House committee headed up by Jim Jordan, looking into weaponization of our federal agencies for political purposes. For political purposes. Let me be very clear to you where I stand on this. If Trump, and no one can prove this, I know I'm going to hear a lot of people, well, he did this, he did. There's no one has any proof, or you would have brought it already. If Trump had had control of the social media and started shutting down various stories and sending them and sicking them after others that he considered enemies, I would be just as adamant about going after him as I am about the Biden White House and how Joe Biden, A.G. Mealy Mouth, Merrick Garland, and the rest of them, and that would include FBI Christopher Wray at this point because he has not taken a firm stand, to denounce them and cry out. That's a violation of the First Amendment. You have no right to do so. And not only the First Amendment, you are weaponizing the federal agencies to carry out political uses. No one has that authority to do so. Well, now that the House is controlled by the Republicans by only 5 votes, thank God for those 5 votes, because if we didn't win the House, I say we, conservatives, whether or not you're Republican, far-right conservative, independent, leaning more conservative, however you look at it, if the House were not controlled by the Republicans by those 5 votes, or even one extra vote, none of this would be taking place. You wouldn't be getting all this information unveiled. You understand that, don't you? That's not a hard reach. It had been covered up. It would continue to be covered up. They still on the left have yet to admit, other than when finally the New York Times did 18 months after it happened, that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. They still would admit maybe there's a question about Joe Biden and China money. Some of them are beginning to soften because they realize this fire is out of control. For a while, we had it contained off in that part of the forest and everything was good, but now it's racing through the timbers and we can't stop it. So some of them are even realizing not only for their political survival, which might be a driving reason for some of them, but the pure fact that it's wrong. When Attorney General, as serving as Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, joined with the Louisiana Attorney General, and they filed a lawsuit going out to prove some of this was happening. They didn't get as far as they wanted. They had, in fact, for Schmidt is one of about 15 to 20 he was involved in filing. And, of course, they love to point out how he didn't really get anything done. But he and the Louisiana Attorney General Landry today are among those testifying on how the Biden administration was communicating with social media and also policing COVID-19 content on their platforms. We've talked about that before, and it deserves a full inquiry. Thank God we're doing that. Congressman Schmidt, in that opening statement, laid out the basic premise of the story. But I want you to hear him now in a little bit more detail of his testimony from the House, in front of the House committee, on the White House and what it was doing to the American public.
Biden administration has coerced, cajoled, and colluded with social media companies to censor disfavored speech. The Biden team has publicly threatened social media companies from removing legal protections, with removing legal protections, blamed social media companies for societal problems, accused social media companies of killing people, and these social media companies, some of the biggest companies in the history of the world, willingly took part in this Orwellian vast censorship enterprise. On multiple occasions, President Biden and his team have threatened to punish social media companies that did not sufficiently censor Biden's political opposition by revoking Section 230. Biden suggested Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg should be subject to civil liability and potential criminal prosecution for not censoring political speech. President Biden also repeatedly accused social media companies of, quote, killing people by not censoring enough disfavored speech. The Biden administration has threatened and attacked social media companies so that those social media companies would censor speech the Biden administration dislikes.
Do you hear anything in there that is American? Does that not sound like something you would expect Putin to be doing with his people and social media and government control? Yes, that's exactly right. Or that Premier Xi is doing in his nation with the Chinese? Yes, again. North Korea? Yes, again. When you have dictators controlling your social media and any outlet that might reach the public, and you can get them to do your bidding to either stop a story or promote a story, to tell a lie or cover up the truth, you have weaponized the social media and any other item you're looking for, federal agencies, the FBI, the DOJ, in this case, to go after American people. Because you don't like what they're saying. You do know that if you're in Russia, let me just put it to you this way. If you're in Russia and you dare say anything about Putin that is contrary to what he likes and word gets back, I hope you said goodbye to your family. Let me add to that, I hope your family is not assassinated along with you. It starts by controlling any outlet, news media, be it social media, public broadcasting, whatever. What if they're controlling it, there go your rights. This nation is a beacon on the hill for many other nations. But the way we're going, we're beginning to dim the beacon more and more. Unless we continue to put up a fight. Now, I'm not talking about going on the streets and rioting. I'll make it very clear. I'm not talking about attacking the Capitol. No, that was wrong. Those who took part in actually attacking and battling police, that's wrong. But I am talking about whatever you're doing to try to put an end to free speech. Again, former Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, testifying before the committee today as a newly minted Missouri senator.
On behalf of Missouri and Louisiana, I was proud to join with General Landry to sue the Biden administration for violating the First Amendment through this vast censorship enterprise. This lawsuit alleges the Biden administration, including President Biden himself and members of his team, pressured and colluded with social media giants to censor free speech in the name of combating so-called disinformation and misinformation, which led to the suppression and censorship of truthful information on a scale never seen before. The lawsuit provides example after example of truthful information that was censored by social media companies that were admitted at a later date to be truthful or credible, including the Hunter Biden laptop story, the COVID-19 lab leak story theory, and the efficacy of masks. Discovery obtained by Missouri and Louisiana demonstrated the Biden administration's coordination with social media companies and collusion with nonprofits to censor speech was far more pervasive and destructive than ever known.
And we do know a lot of that now, don't we? You couldn't use the word ivermectin, couldn't refer to it. You had to believe in the mask or else you were a demon. And in specific, in putting together their case, Eric Schmidt, at that time serving as a Missouri Attorney General, along with the Louisiana Attorney General Landry, deposed Dr. Fake. Now, when you're being deposed, you take an oath to tell the truth. If you fail to do so, you could be held up on perjury charges. Listen to how this played out with Dr. Fake.
Missouri and Louisiana also deposed Dr. Anthony Fauci. This deposition showed that when Dr. Fauci spoke, big tech censored. For example, Dr. Fauci was aware early in the pandemic that his agency had funded dangerous gain-of-function research on the coronavirus at the Wuhan lab of Wuhan Institute of Virology, but he sought to discredit and suppress the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a lab to deflect blame and avoid potential responsibility for the pandemic. In his deposition, Dr. Fauci claimed 174 times that he could not recall.
174 times on a direct question, I don't recall. Here's a scientist, because he says follow the science. Very brilliant man, if you were to ask him. You would think he has maybe not total recall. We could all have some times I don't really recall. But 174 times on questions that might have been, and in fact probably were, indicting him? I don't recall. That's a cop-out. They can't hold you on perjury if you just say, I don't recall. Hillary Clinton, when she finally sat down with the FBI agents without FBI Director Comey in the room, which surprised the hell out of me that he wouldn't be there, the biggest case ever. He let Agent Smurf oversee it. And when she was asked about different things, well, you know, I did fall and hit my head, so there's some things I don't recall. Note to your kids. Kids, next time you're accused of, did you get that cookie out of the cookie jar? And that chocolate chip on your lip? I don't recall. Ackerman Toyota wishing you a great 2023. But Jay Ackerman knows that times are tough for some. So Jay has a mission to help charities that truly make a difference. Food banks, veterans groups, charities battling cancer, head injuries. Jay wants to give back to the community. So I personally ask you to consider his mission when you're shopping for a car. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Hundreds of school children, teenagers, and parents at the Tennessee Capitol today protesting and demanding tighter gun control laws. Of course, this is after the shooting at the Covenant School, leaving three children, three adults dead. Protesters lining the hallways and chanting at the state's Republican-dominated legislature, chants of save our children. Well, we want to save our children. I'm not going to argue against the point. And there was a child with a sign saying, I'm nine. That's reference to the age of each of the kids killed in the Monday attack. If they would muster that much attention and concern about the drugs coming across our border, leading to the increase in drug deaths across our nation, that would be something. But that's not going to be pushed by the left to encourage people to go out. And this is an emotional point for people. And I'm going to deny that. It's emotional for me about these children being killed. But what gun law would have stopped this? They were purchased properly. Now, if the parents had reported that the biological woman, their daughter, was on various puberty-blocking drugs or something of this nature, 28, 29 years age, what law would have changed that? And these protesters that showed up, I got an email from Diane, one of our listeners, and she said, I'm sitting here watching these protesters and the gun control. The ticker calls them activists. Some had looked college age, wearing hats from Colorado, clothing from other states. I just wonder how many are really from Tennessee or if they came from other states. That's probably a good question. She also said that there were a couple who were being questioned about all the funding for drag queen reading hours on basis for small children and families. And those being questioned at that time, well, I don't know anything about that. They just want to step up and talk about guns. Now, here's something. It's not really a correction, but it's a clarification. I told you earlier that the theologian, Jim Wallace, was stating that guns are the main cause of deaths of teenagers. And I said, no, it's not. It's car accidents. If you go over the facts, you can find anything to fit the issue you want, depending on what area you're watching and what point. Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence, analyzing CDC data, pointed out that sometimes it gets into a matter of how you define children or teens. If children are defined as people 19 and under, as the CDC tends to do so, then maybe firearm deaths do exceed traffic accidents. And then that does not take into account how they died. Did they die by murder or by accident or suicide? The death of a child is tragic anyway. But when we have groups that are trying to monopolize on it and make claims that should frighten people and intended to frighten people, and one of those who says more children are being killed by guns and car wrecks is the Kaiser Family Foundation. And one of the holdings in the Kaiser Family Foundation Fund is George Soros, Soros Fund Management. Do you imagine that has anything to do with their view of if it's gun violence or car wrecks? I'm not interested in arguing it. The bottom line is three children are dead, and it's a shame. By the way, that custodian who was killed, a fundraiser had been set up for him. He had eight kids, and already they raised almost $500,000. But now we're being told by a theologian that today's Americans are worshiping a new God. They would rather worship guns and let our children die.
There was an ancient god called Moloch. Leviticus talks about Moloch, who was a god that children were sacrificed to in flames. And the Bible is very tough on Moloch. Guns are our new Moloch.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Guns are the Moloch. We're sacrificing our children to Moloch when we could do easy, common sense things. Yeah. This is Antichrist. Yes. This is anti-gospel, Antichrist. And so this is a false worship we're confronting here. We got to confront it theologically, yeah, and not just politically.
Amen.
Politicians could do something if they wanted to. What's behind that is they are worshiping a false god, and they are literally sacrificing all our children.
No, they're not. Those are the words of Sojourner's founder, Jim Wallis. The amen came from Joy Reid because he was appearing on her program. He's referring, he called him Moloch. I've always heard it's Moloch, but whatever. He's a theologian. I'll go with his wording, pronunciation. There was such an ancient god, and children were sacrificed, sometimes thrown into a volcano, sometimes burned at a stake, or heads cut off after some time, to maybe a year where they were given everything they wanted, but it led to their death. And often girls that were sacrificed to Moloch were virgins. But he wants you to believe that we are at a point now in our society, because of the shooting at the school, this most recent one, and others that have happened, that gun Second Amendment believers are willing to sacrifice our children to the God of Second Amendment. Well, first of all, the Second Amendment is not God. There is only one God. Second Amendment is part of our Constitution. But yes, that is important to us. And whether or not you own a gun, you should support the Second Amendment. But that's up to you. But he wants you to believe that this is a new religion. This is the religion. Guns are our, if not the Second Amendment, guns are our God. And we're willing to sacrifice children so we can have them. No, I'm not. I am willing to put more guns in the school, harden them up, for a shooter not to be able to get inside. And I'm thinking about this principal of that school. When she heard the shots, she ran immediately out and into the right, looking for the shooter. Face to face, she had nothing in her hand other than her faith that I'm going to be able to stop this. It didn't work. She was gunned down on the spot. If she or other teachers in that school had been trained and had weapons with them, maybe the three kids wouldn't have been killed. The custodian was the first one killed, so that probably once the shooting started, there was no way to stop that one. But maybe the other teacher wouldn't. I don't know of any gun owner, anyone who wants to protect the Second Amendment, that will accept that stupidity remark, that ridiculous remark from a man who's considered the Sojourner's founder and a theologian, that says we are willing to sacrifice our children for guns. You're sacrificing what little integrity you have by such a ridiculous statement. And if you're so worried about that, why aren't you speaking out about the drugs coming across our border that are killing more kids than guns?
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So put this on your calendar, May the 1st. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have the finest seafood, lobster, crab, caviar. May 1st, Napoli C opens on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3, which is also open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli, in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and then May 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I have a story that should remind you that our men and women who serve our armed forces are always in danger. You most often think that, well, they're killed in action while they're fighting the enemy. That does happen, obviously. But they can also be killed in training exercises. And such an incident happened in Kentucky last night. 9 soldiers killed when 2 Black Hawk helicopters crashed during night training mission. What exactly was the mission? It's not clear. How they got in the same airspace at the same time, that's all still under investigation. The bottom line is we had 9 service members killed after 2 helicopters from the 101st Airborne Division crashed late Wednesday in western Kentucky. It's not necessarily clear that they actually made contact with each other. Maybe each saw the other and tried to avoid and then ended up crashing. That will still yet be determined. But a point of journalism very briefly here for you. The first story I saw today, and one news source said, multiple Army helicopters crash. And the next paragraph says, two. When they said multiple, I thought, oh my God, how did so many? It's two. They already knew it when they wrote the beginning of it to say multiple. Journalistically, go with the fact, and that would be two, which is still too many. Not as concerned, obviously, about the journalism, how it's done, as the death of these troops and their families. They're in danger every day in training or in actual combat. Keep them in your prayers. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.